Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise our two hands to the Lord. Be thou exalted, O Lord, among men. Be thou exalted, O Lord, among men. Hallelujah, let glory be for me. Hallelujah, let glory be for me. Sing it again, loud and clear. Be thou exalted, O Lord, among men. Hallelujah, be thou exalted, O Lord, above thee. Hallelujah, let your glory be above me. Hallelujah, let your glory be above me. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Hallelujah. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Shout his mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is Jehovah, the man of war. Hallelujah! His mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise Jesus. Sing it again, loud and clear, the God of Abraham. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. Hallelujah, is my faith and your life forever and ever. Oh, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah, Jehovah, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Our Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallowed be
Our Father. Amen. Our Father. I sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift you up. We lift you up, O Lord. We lift you up for your holy, righteous, and majestic. Righteous and majestic, O Lord. We lift you. Shout it again loud and clear. We lift you. We lift you. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. For you are holy, righteous and Hallelujah, O Lord, we lift you up. How I love calling your name every day. Oh, I love her. Every day, Jesus, Jesus, how I love. Start it loud and clear, Jesus. Jesus, every day, I love calling your name. I love calling your name every day. Your name. Oh, I love calling your name. Calling your name every day. Every day. Your name is
Father, we thank you for tonight. And we praise your holy and mighty name for bringing us here. Thank you, Lord, because your word says, all things work together for good, for those who love God and those who are appointed according to his purpose. Thank you because of your promises which never fails. Glory be to the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Father, tonight, minister to us. Lay your hands upon our lives. As many of your people as you have brought here tonight, meet them at the points of their needs. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder, amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This is a short service, and therefore you have to allow 100% of your concentration to be here. 100%. Tonight, we're looking at and we're praying about every wicked tree. Every wicked tree. In Matthew chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7. I read from verse 17. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit, the solution of the Bible is to cut it down and throw it into the fire. It didn't say cut it down and use it to make furniture. Cut it down and use it to make stool. So cut it down. Then throw it into the fire. In the same Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Look at verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. You and I are supposed to be the environmental transformer and deal with anything that is against the light. Now go back to the book of Matthew again. This time Matthew chapter 3. And look at what it says in the popular verse 10. And now also, the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Trees is plural. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. A tree is a plant with root, stem, leaves, branches, and possibly flowers and fruit. No matter how big a tree is, it started in a seed. A seed. Within a seed, you are incubating a tree or even a forest. A tree, listen carefully, can grow from one generation to the other. There are plenty of trees in this Lagos that have outlived all those who planted them. A tree outgrows the planter. And the issue of trees, why Jesus is using that word, is a very serious matter. Every tree is planted by someone or something. And well, because the trees have the capacity to outlive men, if an evil tree is growing and you not cut it down, future generation will still suffer from that tree. Most trees produce fruits, and people also eat from them. Some trees might be cultivated. Some just grow in the wild. So as we have these physical trees planted by someone, we also have spiritual trees planted by powers of darkness. We also have evil seeds planted in people's lives. So when Jesus said the axe is laid to the root of trees, both physical and spiritual, when trees are now planted, they begin to bring out fruit. So some spiritual trees may have been planted many years ago. And many of us are now eating the fruit, like I said on Monday. I want you to understand that there are wicked trees growing in so many lives that we need to cut off. And that is the agenda of tonight. The black man has a lot of trouble that he has put himself in. And it is unfortunate. There are trees growing in so many lives that is causing serious trouble. There are trees under incubation in many people's lives that are causing problems now. There are trees that our forefathers have planted that is troubling us now. There are trees in individual lives that if not uprooted, the way forward will be difficult. Let me go through some of these black man's evil trees so you can know how to pray hard today. Number one evil tree is incisions. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 28, Leviticus 19:28 has this to say. Leviticus 19:28. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. The same Leviticus chapter 21, verse 5. Thou shalt not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. All incisions are points of contact with the devil, witches, wizards, and powers of darkness. All the substances they rub in penetrate into your blood and makes you to form a terrible covenant. Whether you know about it or not, it does not matter. Incisions are marks of Satan. A strong deliverance is needed to get away from that bondage. All the tattoos that people are putting on their body is a mark of Satan. The Bible says, don't make any cutting to your body. They put two holes in the ears of many women, which is already a sign of bondage. You now multiply the bondage by adding two or three more holes to the holes, thereby multiplying the bondage. When they began to put holes in people's ears in those days, it was a sign of slavery. If they bore you in one ear, it means you have one slave master. Bore another one, one slave master. And then the earrings they were putting then were idols, charms, to just protect people or to help people. From that, it became an ornament. So all these cuttings in the body is a problem. The enemy has so much dealt with many parts of the world that now people put hole in their nose. People put hole in their tongues. People put holes in their lips. People put holes in their belly button area. People even put holes in their private parts now to start putting rings, which is very, very sad. All this is a tree. If not uprooted, it will be a constant ladder through which the enemy gains access to your life. If you are in this service this evening and you have any incision on your body, can you rise up on your feet and lay your right hand upon your head? And with a voice that is violent, you will shout this louder than anyone around you. Make sure that nobody's voice is above your voice. Ladder of incision! KG, my destiny! In the name of Jesus. Somebody is supposed to pray this loud. Mapota seti lakaya boshanda. Ribo sepiali kata. Jesus' name we pray. If you are that woman over there, a satanic prophet put incisions on your womb area. All eyes closed. For that woman, slap that area 7 times so that the manipulation that is troubling your life there will be shaken off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Something is happening already. If there are incisions on your head too, get yourself ready. 1, 2. Don't be kind to that head. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Shout this with holy anger. Witchcraft incision on my body. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Patasatalia. The river Sapanda Kaya was Shantarabaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat for a few minutes, beloved. What is evil, wicked tree number one? What is it? Two. Concussions and abominable things. Concussions and abominable things. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, look at it from verse 1. Deuteronomy 14, from verse 1. Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourself, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. Thou shall not eat any abominable thing. Many swallow concussions but do not know the contents. Concussions can be a combination of abominable ingredients. Many do not know that things like chameleon, millipedes, earthworms, tortoise, mouse, wall gecko are cooked in concussions for people to drink. If someone drinks this to become pregnant, the children will be manifesting the character of chameleon, millipede, earthworm, tortoise, and wall gecko. Because these are scripturally unclean animals. Some, in their bid to find solution, they have eaten maggot-laden feces of unknown person. Like I told you here before, a professor had a problem, and he went to the native doctor. And the native doctor said, well, the concussion I will prepare for you, come and pick it up in 3 days' time. So when he got there, the native doctor was not at home, but he had instructed the wife to give the man the concussion. So the woman got there and found 2 bottles. She didn't know which one belongs to the professor, which one does not belong to the professor. So since they called the man a professor, she decided to give him the one that was clearest in color. Gave it to the professor. The professor said, thank you very much. Took the bottle home. It was when the native doctor got home and discovered that the wife had given professor the wrong bottle. The one he gave to the professor was the native doctor's urine. And the professor had started drinking it already. Then problem multiplied. That's what brought the professor to the prayer city. When children drink certain things they should not drink, it manifests in their lives. Maybe not immediately, but later. Do you know that there are some cultures in this country? They wash newly born baby with dog excreta, believing that if they wash that baby with dog excreta, witches will be smelling the excreta in their body and won't kill them. And true, the witches will hate them, but then the whole world will hate them too, because of all these things that we do. Many will have still remained alive today, if not for the satanic concoctions they drank. If God opens your eyes, and you go into that section in the market where they sell all these concoction materials, you'll be amazed at the kind of human beings you are going to see there. Many of them are not standing on this ground. Many of them, their head is upside down. And you go there, you buy, and get yourself initiated into what you should not be initiated. Make up your mind today. If you have come from a family where they wake everybody up to give them concoction to drink, everybody. Whether you are sick or you are not sick, you must drink. You need to cry to heaven today that heaven should gather together all the components that has merged with your system and push it out of you. It's an evil tree. An evil tree. An evil tree. Three. Spiritual birth. bathing spiritually. They take you to the water, bathe you, ask you to remove your clothes, throw it to flowing water. Don't look back when you are going. It's an evil trick. The enemy will definitely use it against you. Four. Spiritual eggs consumed by pregnant women. Some pregnant women are giving eggs to eat. You should eat the eggs. They cook the eggs with barks of trees like iroko and things like that. When that child is now born, the child either becomes a dullard or dies off at the height of success, or the spirit of almost there will be in the life of that child. These are evil trees. These are evil trees. Five. Sexual intercourse with agents of darkness. Once you have slept with an agent of darkness, you are possessed already. Don't deceive yourself. You are possessed already. These foreign spirits are discharged into the person's body during the intercourse. This thing that we're talking about was what was responsible for the failure and defeat of Ahab and Solomon in the Bible. Ahab went to marry Jezebel from where they served Baal. The first wife of Solomon was an Egyptian, the daughter of Pharaoh. And you can see where it has led them. Don't deceive yourself. Sometimes when preachers shout and talk and talk, people think they're just trying to prevent people from enjoying themselves. I saw like these young people. They're having fun. You call it fun. The Bible calls it destruction. Any sex outside marriage will transfer demons into your body. If the person now becomes now an agent of Satan, you will work really, really hard. Really, really hard to get them out. At least I personally, me standing here, I pray for two women who delivered live fishes that I can see on the floor like this. Live fishes. One was like the catfish that people are rearing now. Right on the floor there. We had to anoint it. The ushers ran away when they saw it. The first one was in Jos. The second one was in England. Why? Sleeping with occultic men who wanted to use the virtues of the woman. So they've now planted the material into their body, swallowing all their virtues and transferring it to the man. And then doctor will look and say, fibroid. Doctor will look and say, problem. And they will tell you something is moving about, but nobody see what is moving about. I'm praying for anybody here today that they have unconsciously planted anything in your body during your days of ignorance. Let that thing planted now hear the word of the Lord and get out now and let them be roasted. Let them be roasted. Let them be roasted. Let them be roasted. In the name of Jesus. Six. Saliva curses. Many are laboring under saliva curses today. Saliva curses create iron-like situation. The person will now be suffering from closed heavens. Saliva curses is when somebody issues a curse on the person and then the person spits. That's a saliva curse. It closes the heaven of the person. It makes the person to be rejected. The person will be away from favor. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. The saliva curses issued against you shall be converted to blessings. It shall be converted. 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 In the name of Jesus. Seven. Ear manipulation. The ear on your head represents your glory. The ear under your armpit stands for your prosperity. The ear in your pubic part stands for your virtues or your blessings. When access is given to any of those hairs in your body. Your head, pubic area, under the armpits. If they can get it, then problem starts. There will be manipulation. And this has downgraded so many lives. This was from dream. Some will dream that they are bald head. Some will dream of being shaven. Some will dream some strange angels are plaiting their hair. Some are even foolish enough to allow some people to cut the hair in their pubic area, the hair under their armpits, claiming that they want to do something for them. And that has been used to manipulate their blessings. I'm praying for somebody here. Every ear manipulation of your life shall be reversed today. In the name of Jesus. How many things have I told you now? How many? 8 now. Marital bondage. Marital bondage. A man gets married. A woman gets married. And as you finish the traditional wedding, they now give you a goat to take home and be looking after the goat. Acceptance of that goat is a license to seek children. And children that are unable to walk on their legs until that goat is destroyed. You got married. And apart from your wife, they now gave you, they dash you another small girl to take away. Bondage. Wedding day. Some have put buckets of water to wash legs of bride. Bondage. All this is an agenda to collect people's blessings and to make them to suffer. I'm praying for somebody else. Every bondage that marriage has put you inside shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. 9. Evil houses. Evil houses. Majority of the houses have terrible things at their foundation. So many houses need deliverance. This is why some people live in certain houses and there is no progress. The buried material in that place can be the source of real problems. Darkness cannot fight darkness. And if we move into that kind of location, affliction becomes a regular affair. Progress travels far away. This evening, you need to confess your sins to Jesus. You need to take every negative thought captive. You need to deal violently with these evil trees. The Bible says, every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and then thrown into the fire. Rise up on your feet now. The 7 prayers I want you to pray, it will be a major tragedy if you keep quiet. It will also be very sad if you allow the voice of the person next to you to overshadow your voice. Because there is the power of God present here to deliver to the uttermost. Can I hear all the sisters here shouting this with violence? Trees of darkness! Is that the loudest the sisters can shout? In my life! Can I hear the brothers shouting the same thing? Everybody together now! Die! In the name of Jesus! Patatatalia! Open your mouth, 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 open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. We are in this auditorium. I drank plenty of concussion and I can remember it. Stretch your right hand towards me here now. Father, let the fire of the God of Elijah fall upon these hands now. Let it bring out every consequence and every component of evil concussion. in the name of Jesus. Now, don't feel sorry for that stomach. Smite it now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
As you are smiting it, the agenda of that concussion plus the components, they're coming out. They're coming out. They're coming out. Do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Aha.
Plantations of the enemy. Troubling my Israel. Yeah!
In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
This is number 3. We are making fantastic progress here tonight.
Any wicked tree controlling my destiny. Yeah!
In the name of Jesus.
Aha!
Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth! Don't be afraid! Receive the touch of the power, of the power, of the fire, 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 of the fire!
That power of God, in the name of Jesus! Boom!
Jesus, then we pray. This is number 4. There is somebody here. Witchcraft powers, they are hanging your prosperity on an Iroko tree. That person over there, right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken completely.
Evil arrows! Backfire! In the name of Jesus!
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 Yes, 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 yes!
In Jesus' name we pray.
This particular prayer, don't joke with it, don't joke with it.
My stolen glory! Jump out of the cage of witchcraft. Look at me in the name of Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
You will see what is happening here tonight. Two more prayers. Two more prayers. Two more prayers.
Wicked trees.
Speaking impossibility into my situation.
Can you shout this loud? You are a liar! Yeah!
In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes. Say. We can choose that. Speaking impossibility into my situation. Die.
Jesus' name we pray.
Say, any power
that has to die for my joy to manifest. Can you shout this loud? Your voice is not loud enough.
I want you to see, shout it louder. Jesus, any power that has to die for my joy to manifest,
say,
tonight is tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus.
Say, drinkers of blood, eaters of flesh, are signed against Nigeria. Eat your flesh and drink your blood. In the name of Jesus.
Command them to eat their flesh and drink their blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Father, every word we have spoken here tonight, we fasten it to the heavenlies.
In the name of Jesus.